USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. The Pentagon says the commercial aircraft will shuttle evacuees to temporary staging bases in nearby countries instead of flying into Kabul. More than 150 military cargo planes are being used to airlift people from the Afghan capital. The Department of Defense said Saturday that about 17,000 people had been evacuated since the operation began. And at least 21 people are dead in severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials say that search and rescue operations are still underway in the communities about 50 miles west of Nashville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Full approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccination is expected to come from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as Monday, as the agency reportedly works to complete the shot's full licensure. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that full approval could drive more vaccinations. Gottlieb, also a member of Pfizer's board, tells CBS's Face the Nation that may also give more businesses the impetus to enact vaccine mandates.
I do believe that once the vaccine's fully approved, that's going to give more impetus to some businesses, schools, to mandate vaccination. They've been waiting for a full approval. They feel they'll be on stronger legal ground to mandate vaccination in that setting. I also think that there are certain consumers that have been waiting for this milestone, waiting for the full approval and an indication that the FDA is done evaluating the data set to give them more confidence about using the vaccine. So I would expect to see some uptick in vaccine utilization, either from voluntary vaccination by consumers who've been waiting for a full approval, or from some businesses that now are going to move forward with vaccine mandates.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. And people respond very differently after the first and second shots too. There's sort of this general sense that maybe people had more symptoms after the second shot compared with the first shot, but really there's a huge spectrum of responses and symptoms after getting the vaccine. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar, maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine that you might get. So it shouldn't be dramatically different from either of the first two doses. We definitely don't expect people to have severe reactions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.